One Sports Betting Show coming out of Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby, Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino, who's Canadian says she's beard of wonder. Why?
Today, Tony.
Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
It's Picks Friday.
Picks Friday. Otter, how are we?
We're doing great, Tony. It's a fantastic Picks Friday. We got everything on the slate, basically.
Boys, Falcons didn't cover.
Nope.
All right, yep. We're just going to start it off negative.
Well, we got to recap what happened last night. Falcons didn't cover.
Hey, you got to lose to win.
Well, I'll tell you what, the under parlay would have hit if it wasn't for Mariota leading a 97-yard drive with 4 minutes left in the game.
I thought that was the Cordero touchdown for the boost for sure. Instead, they just leave that guy wide asshole.
Yep, that one. But a lot of the unders did hit. So it was an okay night overall for me. But the one official pick, the Falcons, they looked like they did not play well. Mariota did not play well.
No, Tony, you had
guys that are backups in the NFL for a long time. Usually there's a reason.
Yeah, it's true. What'd you say, Mitt?
Tony, you had the under of P.J. Walker's pass that thingy.
Yep, under 31 and a half. That hit. That one actually went over. Mariota went under 31 and a half. Walker went over because what's his name from LSU wide receiver broke like 17 tackles.
Terrence Marshall.
And had got a gain of 40 when he could have been tackled for a gain of 20.
Classic Thursday night football.
What the fuck happened to the Falcons defense? I don't understand. They can't fucking cover anybody in the passing game. I know that, but I thought they could tackle, and I didn't think their rushing defense was that fucking bad.
It's normally not, but
they dropped a couple pick sixes as well. Was wet though, tough conditions.
I mean, and those were fucking four string DBs basically. Like, I didn't know that they had both their fucking starting corners out either.
Yeah, things happen. Let's move on though. Okay. You guys have good nights? You guys have good nights in the other stuff or
nope?
Yeah, would have never guessed after fucking Bruce talking himself up to end the show when it went sideways.
Oh, no, I'm 8-4. What are we going to do?
I thought you said it wasn't a good night.
Yeah, college football or college basketball, I was like 1-2, maybe worse. And then Mac.
maybe worse.
Bruce, just a little fucking humility, all right?
Hey, I went 2-1 in NBA, but I put them all in a parlay, so that fucking lost.
Okay.
Yeah, I went 0-1 in the NBA.
Hockey was good.
Yeah, Rangers won. Fuck the Red Wings.
Okay. Let's do Picks Friday. Thank you guys have never watched a show before Friday, we make
Friday.
Picks. Okay? We don't fuck around. We just fucking make picks.
We don't beat around the bush.
We don't. So sit down and have some fun. Seahawks at the Bucks. I am buying the Seahawks up to 3.5. They got advantages in all areas. I don't understand. So normally when you don't understand a line, it's telling you something. But Seahawks plus 3.5.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tone. Seahawks covered 4 straight. Bucks haven't covered 7. This line absolutely stinks. But I think the Bucks do, too. I think they got very lucky getting the win. I don't think that was really them changing anything of what they do. So feed me the Seahawks in the early kickoff, my friend.
Anything for you guys?
Yeah, I'm with you guys. It is probably the most public side on the entire board this weekend based on reports on the internet. Mm-hmm. But I'm with it. You know, you kind of have to do it.
All right, I'm going to be the fucking asshole here.
Not a team run.
I'm going to take Tampa with minus the 2.5 at home. I don't know why. It just fit. It fit my model. It fit my model.
They're not at
public,
home.
The whole thing. They're, it fit my model.
Man,
so.
I don't know if your model, if this changes your model or not, but they're not at home.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Fuck. I just read Tampa, or I just read it Seahawks at Tampa on my phone.
Yeah.
The Seahawks will be choosing heads or tails.
True.
This is actually at Munich. Way more of a Seahawks home game. They are
they're big
they
over
love
there.
Germany, yeah. If the reports are correct.
Jags Chiefs, nothing for me.
I'm laid the 9.5 with the Chiefs. I think this is one where they I think they smoke the Jags here.
Okay.
Bruce, are you jagging off?
No, I'm with Gump actually. Ooh, I'm probably gonna lay it with the Chiefs. I just oh man. I hate throwing it, you know, but I think it's the right side there.
Yeah, I was going to lay it with the Chiefs, and then this morning I looked at it, and then I was thinking about jagging off, and I was like, all right, get this game off of my fucking slate. So I just decided to stay away. I'm not picking every game this week.
Okay. Houston at the Giants, 5.5. I'm out.
Ooh, I'm out too, my friend.
I mean, some negative news out of the bye was Xavier McKinney, you know, breaking his hand and maybe being out for the season over the bye week. But reports are that the offense maybe found Mike Kafka found some things, and you know, we might be ironing some things out, letting Danny sling it. I think we win by 10 plus. I really do.
You're not feeling a Kenny Golladay anytime, Todd, for some reason.
Think
about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, hey. Anything there?
Yeah, I'm going to take Houston plus the points. I've been doing this a lot the last couple years. This year has not been working out for me as well, but come on. Let's go, Dougie.
Lions are at the Bears. 3 is the number. No, thank you.
Feed me, Bears, money line. Oh. Thank you very much.
Daw Bears, me too. I think they win going away. The Bears are starting to build something. Starting to build something.
To contrary to everybody's thinking, the most public bet game actually is the Bears right here. So,
hey, to contrary.
We did.
Fucking hey, to contrary.
Actually, though, like, this is the most public bet game. It's 80% of the 80% of the bets on the Bears, 89% of the money on the Bears. I'm going to take Detroit Lions plus the 3. I don't know if they're going to win, but just please cover.
Saints are at the Steelers. Steelers are 1.5-point home dogs.
I love the Steelers at 2.5. I will take them at 1.5. They're just a completely different team with TJ Watt. Saints have not covered on the road this year. Steelers covered 5 of 6 at home.
I'm with you, Gump. I actually am going Steelers money line. I think Kenny taking a step forward might be one of the stories of the week next week.
A little bye week loving.
Yeah, a little bye week love.
The only issue we have here, like I like the Steelers here, it's just a team coming off a bye, and we just watched how bad the Saints were.
Yeah.
TJ Watt, baby.
Why? Mitt, anything?
I was looking at the over-under in this game, and it is
40.5.
It's not low enough for me to bet the over. I'm not taking the under. I don't like this game at all.
Okay, that's fine. Browns are at the Dolphins. Nothing for me.
No, thank you.
I was feeling brownie earlier in the week, but I'm going to go ahead and correct the record with a Dolphins -4 pick. I just, you know, if they can slow down Nick Chubb even a little, they should be able to pull away. Maybe,
hey, if you want,
maybe old Cade York will miss a field goal
Bruce,
for me.
If you want, I mean, it's 3.5 -105 right now. You could probably get it 2.5 at a not bad price.
Well, give it to me. Sign me up.
I'm going to meet Bruce right fucking there. Miami didn't cover last week, and they fucking should have. They deserve to cover. Let's fucking go. Miami with the get right.
Miami on the spread. -2.5 would be -150. So that's up to you.
Sounds terrible.
You do what you want. Vikings +3.5 at the Bills. I just bought the Bills down to 2.5. Feed me the Bills.
Good on you, Tone. I want nothing to do with this one, my friend.
I mean, I'm looking at it two ways. The market has adjusted the price, I believe, to if the backup is going. And if Josh Allen goes, I'm getting a hell of a price. So,
yeah,
Bills 2.5.
I like the Bills 2.5 as well, Tony. I do not like the 3.5. I'm buying the point and laying the juice. Let's go, Case Keenum.
I think that your thinking at this stage is correct, Tony, but I will not be doing it. I wish I had Vikings +6.5. I think that's the real winner in this.
Okay, so Broncos-Titans. I just saw a bunch of stuff that a lot of Titans players are out. They are 2.5-point favorites at home against the Broncos. I'm up.
Derrick Henry's in. I'm in. Titans money line. Thank you very much.
I get that.
So I am going against the kind of grain, I think, with the Broncos +3. I've just kind of talked myself into it. The way that London game ended, it feels like some positive steps forward could be coming for Dangerous. Just have a feeling. and those injuries on the Titans defense scared me off that side.
There's not.
Also, the Bradley Chubb trade, I think, is a pretty big deal.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, there's not a lot of difference in the public money here. I'm going with the Titans minus the 2.5. I love it. I love Derrick Henry. Let's fucking go.
Okay. What do we have? Ooh. Colts at Raiders. I got it earlier in the week, 42.5. I'll take the under 42.5 is where I got. 40.5, I'd still lean that way, but I mean, I don't see a lot of points being scored this week.
If Matt Ryan was in, I'd be taking the Colts, I think.
Down to 4.5. I mean, it's going that way.
If Matt Ryan comes in at some point, I will be live betting the Colts.
Is it 6 early in the week?
Yeah.
I do have a theory about this whole Jeff Saturday thing. He's going to be an O-line guy.
Sure.
He's going to talk to the O-linemen. I heard some reports coming out that the O-line was pissed when Matt Ryan got benched. So I could definitely see that happening. If Matt Ryan comes in the game, it means that they're going to be down. I am going to live bet the shit out of the Colts. But other than that, I'm probably going to stay the fuck away from this game. Derek Carr has caused me too much pain.
Okay. Next one is Cardinals and Rams. Both quarterbacks are banged up. Under 42.5, I'll be taking Cardinals Rams.
What are the Cardinals down to now? 1?
3. Still 3.
So plus 3 still?
Yeah.
Yeah, give me Cards plus 3. Cards good on the road. Rams been terrible at home. I'll take my chances with the Cardinals. I think there's more of a chance Kyler goes than Stafford.
Really? He's out?
Well, what's that?
Well, no, we don't know either. They're both.
Both hamstring and a concussion.
Yeah, I'll stay away. I'm off the Cardinals for the foreseeable future, and I would take the Rams, but not with Stafford up in the air.
Yeah, same.
Packers are hosting the Cowboys 4.5. I'm on Dallas minus the 4.5. I'm worried about if the Packers decide for some reason they're going to start running the ball. That hasn't happened, so Dallas minus 4.5.
Yeah, I'm out on this one. I mean, A.J. Dillon's got to have a game at some point, doesn't he?
Or either running back, really.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like they try and get the ball to Aaron Jones, but they don't. But they just I don't know. I'm out on this game. No thanks.
I'll probably take the Packers plus 4.5 just because I want to live in a world where they win outright. But, yeah, realistically, fuck this game.
Yeah, either the Packers win this game outright or the Cowboys blow them away. So I'm going to be betting the Cowboys minus 4.5, not very confidently.
Okay, and then Sunday night, it's a big number, but I'm going to do 49ers minus the 7 off of bye. If you'll get it.
Yeah, I'll lay it to you, Tony. They've covered 6 of 7 at home. I don't know what this Chargers team is. I like the Niners going forward.
I'm on the Chargers plus 7, mainly just because I think this is a chandelier builder. You know, the Niners, obviously, Gump, I'm usually with you when they're catching 3.5 at the fight in Sean McVay's or something like that, but I think they're laying too much here.
I'm going to be taking the 49ers minus the 7. I haven't been impressed with the Chargers at all, really. I mean, they barely won against Atlanta, and they should have lost. Watching Atlanta last night just made me think, all right, San Francisco is going to run away with this game.
All right, I'm on Seattle plus the field goal, Bills minus 2.5, Colts Raiders under, Cards Rams under, Dallas minus 4.5, 49ers minus 7.
Seahawks plus 3, Titans money line, Steelers plus 2.5, Bears money line, Chiefs minus 9.5, Cards plus 3, Niners minus 7.
I have the Steelers plus the 1.5, the Bears laying 2.5, the Giants laying 5.5, the Broncos plus the 3, the Seahawks plus the 3, the Dolphins laying 4, the Chiefs minus 9.5, and then the Chargers plus 7.
And I will be taking Tampa Bay minus 2.5, Tennessee minus 3.5, Detroit plus the 3, Buffalo minus the 2.5, Houston plus the 4.5, Miami minus the, it was at 4 when I took it, shit, but whatever it is now. And then, where was I?
Miami.
I don't know.
Jesus.
I lost my place. Oh, just Dallas minus 4.5, and then San Francisco minus 7.
Fucking jeez. Stay hot, kid. All right, let's do college football. Pittsburgh. Let's do college football. Starting with the Nooners. I tell you what, this is a ginormous, I hope no points are scored weekend for me. I'll start, though. Noon, Illinois, bought it to 5.5, minus 138. Think it's a bounce back versus a Purdue team that is struggling.
Not a baby tone. Back to the well, my friend. UConn getting 14 at home versus Liberty.
Wow.
Huskies have covered 6 straight. I'm going back to the well, my friend.
Back to the haunted house.
Bruce, your first noon game. Or do you have one?
My one and only nooner is Arkansas plus 3.5 and money line with LSU coming to town.
That is an interesting.
I've seen this movie before. I know.
KJ's a little
like
banged
2 weeks
up,
ago.
Scares me. Scares me.
I've heard he's good. I haven't heard.
Make your first noon game.
My only noon game, and this is, I think, the most public bet game. On the side that I'm on too, which stinks, but LSU minus the 3.5 for what they did for me last week. I got a better game. Sorry.
Boys are going head to head. All right, I got 3 unders at noon. Notre Dame and Navy under 39.5.
Under.
Both rushing defenses and rushing teams.
Under.
Michigan State and Rutgers under 41. Rutgers has been an absolute under machine. Well, except for last week against Michigan.
Under.
And then Pitt and Virginia under as well. Any more noons for you, lad?
I'm on LSU. I bought it to 2.5. Arkansas has covered 1 of 6 versus teams with a winning record. I think LSU keeps rolling. And then I bought Oklahoma to 6.5 at WVU. I don't know what's going on with the Mountaineers.
Yeah.
They've covered 1 of 7 conference games, 1 of 5 overall.
Yeah,
Sooners covered 6 of 7 against WVU.
Yeah, there's something that worries me about teams going into Morgantown, though. That's weird. So
yeah, it is tough, but I think Oklahoma's been playing well lately. I think it's a decent number at 6.5.
All right, at 3:30, I have 5.
I actually have a Friday.
Oh, my bad. Fuck.
Tonight.
I forgot.
No, I did too.
Tonight.
I have Fresno State minus 8.5.
I love
pretty
that.
Sure, pick. Pretty sure they're getting the quarterback back.
They are, which makes them a very different team.
Yeah.
Just for tonight as well. I'm going to dive in. No, it's all good. I'm going to lay the 4.5 with Cincy at home against ECU.
Thought about it.
Yeah, me too. Thought about it.
But ECU, I like ECU too. So I did.
The main reason I'm out is because they've won like 31 straight at home against their conference or whatever. And I get worried that tonight could be the night that I would fall for you.
It would be a Friday thing.
A lot of pressure.
On ECU, it feels like a lot of people feel
and
that way.
Just look like for USC to score 70 tonight, potentially, against the Buffs.
yeah.
I'm just going to get these out of the way. I have 5 3:30 unders.
Under.
Miami and Georgia Tech. Those teams can't score very well. Under. Clemson and Louisville. Under.
Under.
BC and NC State. Under.
Under.
And then, that was only 3. The king of all unders, Wisco and Iowa, under 35.5.
I actually...
Are you going to take the over in that one?
I'm a little worried that game might go over.
It might. I mean, it might.
Them Iowa boys been putting some points.
Yeah.
Spencer Petras has 3 touchdowns in his last 2 games.
A lot of yards, though.
Hell yeah.
That's more than he had all season long.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a lot.
Lately,
and then my last one is Iowa State, who we know, bad offense, great defense, going against Oklahoma State, who we don't know what's happening at quarterback, under in that one as well. 3:30, boys.
3:30 we're on?
Yep.
Georgia Tech, money line at home versus Miami.
We have to, yep.
Miami hasn't covered in 4 against Georgia Tech. Haven't covered in 8 games overall, my friend.
Yikes.
The fade Miami train continues. I'm also on Georgia Tech money line.
Okay.
I like Oklahoma State at 1.5 at home versus Iowa State.
If Spencer Sanders plays, it's good.
Yeah, Iowa State has covered 2 of 7 against Oak State. Underdog in this matchup covered 6 of 7. Cowboys covered 8 of 11 at home.
Okay. Bruce, any 330s?
Yeah, I'm doing Maryland plus the 10.5.
I almost did.
At Penn State. Every higher scoring game this year, Maryland tends to cover as a dog, and I think that this will be a higher scoring game where they are able to keep pace and keep it within 10.5. Mm-hmm. And then everybody knows that the whole nation might be afraid of Alabama, but those boys down at Ole Miss, they are not afraid of any roll damn tide.
Okay.
They will cover the 11.5. In Oxford, is it?
Yes, Oxford.
In Oxford, Mississippi. In their khakis and blue jackets.
Yep.
This is another game that me and Bruce are just going head to head on. I'm taking Bama minus the 11.5. I love it. Get right spot. Kick the shit out of Lane Kiffin.
We shall see.
Any more 330s?
I'm taking Iowa getting 1.5 at home.
Put me down for that too.
as bad as they've been, they've covered 5 of 7, and the Badgers have covered 1 of 5 on the road. I like Iowa here.
Yeah, they're good. Maybe just money line. We don't need to be laying 1.5. That feels like a cheeky 17-16. But I agree, Iowa.
Okay. Any more 330s?
I have one. Okay. I'm taking Marshall money line. Appalachian State's going into Marshall.
Interesting matchup, my friend.
I don't know why I'm really taking this one, but I liked it. So
which one were you taking? App State Marshall?
Yeah, App State Marshall. I'm taking Marshall money line, baby.
I stared down that game for a good half hour this morning, wondering what the fuck to do on that.
Any more 330s?
I don't know if this is the 330. I don't have the time written down for this one, but as we talked about earlier in the week when Alabama played Mississippi State, mm-hmm. I'm going to lay 16.5 with the Georgia Bulldogs.
I had the same exact thinking, but I didn't do it. I don't know. I just might be a letdown for
my only concern is Florida hung around with them.
We might as well just stay Georgia at that game or because I'm also State. Taking it.
Georgia. Florida hung around a bit with Georgia before the Tennessee game.
Yeah. Different Georgia. Teams. Different teams, though. Those are.
Yeah.
Georgia. Georgia. Let me lay any points with Georgia.
So you're doing that?
Well said.
Anybody after 3:30 before 7? Because I got a 7.
That is a 7 o'clock, Tony.
Okay, cool.
Let the sevens fly.
Let me see here. Wyoming, minus 9.5 at Colorado State.
Hell yeah.
I love the Cowboys that. Going into
football. Nothing gets the juices flowing like Wyoming and Colorado.
Colorado State, who's even worse somehow.
Oh, yeah.
In Wyoming, we know, isn't that great of an offensive team. So, yeah, minus 9.5 will be a sicko play. Colorado was my
first pick of the college football season.
Yeah, yeah, Colorado was.
Me too.
Against TCU.
That was a good run.
That was a kick in the nuts.
You got any sevens there, Gumpy?
I'm Kansas plus 4.5. Fuck it. I'm back on the Jayhawks.
Yep. I am on Kansas. I got them at 3.5, but either way, I don't know. Maybe Lubbock, they think, is a fucking trap area, but I like Kansas in this one.
Honestly, I saw a hilarious fucking tweet this week of Kansas winning a game against Texas Tech off a blocked field goal that they ended up recovering, and then they got to kick another fucking field goal. It was awesome. Yeah. It just kind of reminded me, hey, this Kansas team, they're a team of fucking destiny, kind of.
Yeah,
Jaden Daniels back. Let's fucking go.
Jaylen. Don't confuse Jaden of LSU.
Is Beaner out?
Jeez, yeah.
Huh?
Is Bean out?
Yeah, he's not the starter, dude.
Well, no, but I don't. It hasn't been announced if Jalen Daniels is officially back yet.
Is fucking Schrader playing? I want to take Syracuse so bad.
Okay. So
anybody knows if fucking Spencer Schrader is playing, I'm not going to do it. I was just going to say, I'll give out my phone number and you can fucking call me. Tweet me if fucking Spencer Schrader is playing because I want
Garrett.
It's Garrett, you mutt.
Whatever. Don't Spencer care. Sanders. Johnny Schrader.
Jaden and Jalen.
Yeah,
fuck.
I take the blame for fucking that one.
Mr. Bean, Christ.
So,
Beans.
So you're thinking Cuse?
If Schrader's And I want Q's plus 7.5.
All right, so I'm taking Florida State minus the 6.5.
You son of a bitch.
Either way. Fucking, I think he warmed up against Pitt, didn't play. But if he warms up against Pitt, he's probably going to play, right?
I don't know. Nobody fucking wants to say anything. I never searched something on Twitter and saw so many crickets. Fucking holding this one close to the vest, boy.
Oh, I also have a 7:30 Coastal minus 4.5 versus Ooh. Southern Miss. That's a scary one, though.
Wait, are we off the sevens?
No, I'm just saying. I was just sneaking.
Fire at will.
Fire at will.
Fire at will. Run it back. Baylor Bears at home versus K-State.
Yep.
The Bears keep it rolling, my friend.
Yep. Give me the Bears.
Yep, let's go. This worked last week, so we're going Tony. Baylor Bears.
Do it, Tony.
Do it, Tony. Come on. Do it, Tony.
Do it, Tony.
Do it, Tony. Not this week. Do it, Tony.
Not this week, boys. Sorry, I can't do it.
Fuck.
What the fuck?
I'm not going against them either. I just...
Nothing better than I send them the fucking... Just the bear emoji late Saturday night.
How?
So they,
what do you got? Are you out, Tone?
On that game?
No, just in general.
What oh, no. Left? So I said Kansas, I said Wyoming, I said Coastal, Florida State, got that one in there. Last one is a fucking, I got an under nightcap, San Jose State and San Diego State under 41.5 to end the fucking play.
I wanted to take San Diego State there for some reason.
Me too.
Take it, boys. Fucking come join the fun of the late night game.
I got one for you, though, Gump. How about the UNC Tar Heels plus 4?
Wait for
it. Pretty good one, huh?
That's got trap written all over it.
No, you're trap.
That line stinks to high hell. UNC stinks in Wake. Wake is great at home, but 4.5 feels like too many points for the baby blue.
Somebody get Dusty May to New York for the Heisman ceremony. All right, someone's got to do it.
He should be. Will be there. He should be there.
Yeah, he better.
I'm out.
I have one more in here. I haven't been giving these ones out because, honestly, they haven't been really winning. But okay. Utah State going to Hawaii. Hawaii fucking stinks. Utah State's on, like, their fourth or fifth quarterback. I don't even know anymore. It's minus 11.5. Definitely a homer pick. I was literally born on campus there, but Hawaii fucking stinks. Let's go, Utah State.
For grandpa.
You got any
left? No, my grandpa never lived there.
You got any left, pal?
No, I'm out.
Really?
Pal, or Bruce, you got any left?
I do. I am taking the Horned Frogs from TCU plus 7.5, staring Quinn Ewers directly in the eye and saying, hey, you're going to win by a field goal.
Okay. I don't mind that one. I don't mind that one at all.
That's probably Washington, Oregon is very interesting.
Super interesting.
I think Washington matches up well with
they do,
Oregon.
Because Washington's the number one. Well, offensively, they match up well. Washington, number one passing team in the country. Oregon's secondary has not been great, but also on the other side, Oregon's offenses. That total, I think, is like 75, so...
Should be a banger.
She should be an absolute fucking banger.
I would make the boat ride across the pond if I could.
all right. Let me see here. Okay. I'm on Illinois. Bought it to 5.5. Unders in Notre Dame Navy, Michigan State Rutgers, Pitt Virginia, Miami Georgia Tech, Clemson Louisville, BC NC State, Wisco, and Iowa State and OK State. Wyoming minus 9.5, Kansas plus 3.5, Coastal minus 4.5, FSU minus 6.5, and San Jose State and San Diego State under.
UConn plus 14, LSU money line, Oklahoma minus 6.5, Georgia Tech money line, Oklahoma State plus 1.5, Iowa plus 1.5, Georgia minus 16.5, Kansas plus 4.5, Baylor money line, UNC plus 4.5.
Okay.
I have got Fresno State minus 8.5 tonight.
tonight.
And then tomorrow at noon, I have Arkansas plus the 3.5, jump to 330. Maryland plus 10.5. Ole Miss plus 11.5. And the Iowa Hawkeyes money line at home. 7 p.m. Baylor money line. UNC plus 4.5. And TCU plus 7.5.
All right, boys.
Oh, let's go. I got a LSU minus 3.5. Bama minus 11.5. Marshall money line, Georgia Tech money line, Georgia minus 16, Kansas plus the 3.5, Baylor minus 2.5, and Utah State minus 11.5, Tony.
Okay. What do you guys got for NBA tonight?
Just the
I'm out on the NBA.
Just one for me, Cavaliers plus the 2.5 at the Warriors. Think it should be a banger and a nice early signature win for Spider.
Yes, okay. I am right there with you, Bruce. State's been stinking as of late. I have no idea why. All their players are playing, so that kind of did worry me, but Cleveland is a wagon. I also love Denver going into Boston plus 4.5. I got Phoenix minus 7.5, the Knicks minus 8, the Thunder plus 5, Milwaukee plus 2.5, Memphis minus 4, and then obviously the Lakers are playing tonight. They're playing the fucking Kings. Huh. Both these teams stink. Hopefully the Lakers can get a win. I'm going to bet a money line.
LeBron out?
Probably.
Giannis out.
Giannis is out.
Andrew Holiday.
Russ will go off for sure.
I got something special for you in college
you
basketball,
ass.
Tony.
Yeah, let's do college.
What? I know. I actually tonight. Think when LeBron's out, Russ does go off. I'm not fucking around.
Yeah, last year he did play well, but they didn't lose. Yeah. They didn't win a lot of games. They should beat the fucking Kings.
College basketball tonight.
Yeah, I got a treat for Tony. Okay. So Michigan State Gonzaga playing outside aircraft carrier.
Yes, always. Is it windy?
Under,
we're in San Diego.
Under 142.5. It is 65 degrees with 6 to 8 mph winds.
That's more wind than it's in a gym.
Just enough wind under, and I don't bet totals, but I'm taking this one. I already did. Under 142.5. It will go under. Kind of lean Michigan State just because of math, but I'm not taking a side there. Just under 142.
I respect that bet more than you can ever imagine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that is one of the only bets that I will make on this. I'm also taking that under. I was, right when Foxy said it, I looked at Foxy and said, Foxy, you know the shooting percentages on these games, you ever see that? And then he said, yep. And I was like, all right, betting the under. Went in, put it in my FanDuel.
Okay. Any other college for tonight?
Do we ever?
Yeah, of course.
Some classic matchups tonight.
Go ahead.
UC Santa Barbara getting 1.5 at Fresno.
Okay.
South Carolina getting 2.5 at home against Clemson.
Ooh.
Fair play.
Old Dominion money line at Drexel.
Okay.
Bryant U money line at Dartmouth.
Love Bryant.
Iona money line at Hofstra. WVU money line at Pitt.
Okay.
Florida State money line at UCF. Coppin State plus 1.5 versus
fair play.
Mitt's beloved St. Mary's.
Okay.
Navy plus 1.5 at home against Princeton.
A lot of plays on a Friday night.
A lot of games.
There's a good slate today. Okay. Eastern Washington plus 2.5 at home against Yale. And then my last one of the night is C.S. Fullerton getting 4.5 at home against Pepperdine.
Okay.
All right. Bruce? Here is the rest. I'll just include it, actually. Here's all of my plays. The under 142.5 Michigan State at and Gonzaga on the aircraft carrier. Richmond minus 6.5 with Northern Iowa coming to town. Fordham, the Fordham Fighting Rams at Arkansas. Plus 19.5. I think they will lose by 17 and keep it, tight, at least in the first half. BYU plus 11.5 at San Diego State. BYU's always got, punchy guards. A lot of TJ McConnell's rolling around. Sure. Long Beach State plus 19.5 at UCLA. I don't know if old Walton's on the call, but I feel like he might be bummed out tonight. I think Long Beach State could win outright in a shocker tonight.
Whoa.
Okay. Gump, you want to run through footy?
Yep. Not too much. Some of the leagues are already shot. EPL Saturday, Crystal Palace, draw no bet at Nottingham Forest. Tottenham, moneyline versus Leeds. Newcastle, draw no bet versus Chelsea. Serie A, Bologna, draw no bet versus Sassuolo.
Sassuolo.
Bundesliga, Leverkusen, moneyline versus Stuttgart. Wolfsburg, double chance at Hoffenheim. Cologne, double chance at Hertha. And then Sunday, Man U, moneyline versus Fulham. Serie A, Inter Milan, Pick'em, draw no bet at Atalanta. Roma, moneyline versus Torino. AC Milan, moneyline versus Fiorentina. Bundesliga, Frankfurt, draw no bet at Mainz. Union Berlin, double chance at Freiburg. And then Ligue 1, Reims, draw no bet at Montpellier. Troyes, double chance at Brest. And Lorient, double chance at Strasbourg.
Oh, hey. No Brest.
And good luck, pal. And to round out Picks Friday, four games to go through real quick here in the NHL. Let's do it. Pens are at the Leafs, $1.50 favorites.
I'm not going to tell you to bet against the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Leafs are 3-0-1 in their past four. The home team in this Penguins-Leafs matchup is 6-1 in the past seven meetings between the two. Pens finally got off the schneid, got a win the other night against Capitals, did it with Casey DeSmith in net. He will go again tonight, and Leafs will roll the Shogren. I'm not going to pick it.
Okay.
I think I made myself clear on how I feel.
Yep.
Going to need to see more from the Guinos in the defensive department before I go into a matchup like this feeling confident.
Lightning are at the Caps. You got something here, pal?
What do you say, Nick?
What do you say, pal?
Give me the fucking Bolts. Money line for old time's sake.
We're back on the Bolts. The Caps are just so banged up. They are at home. They've played well. They've played teams close. But no Tom Wilson, no John Carlson, no Nick Backstrom. TJ Oshie's banged up. It's just too much right now. OV could single-handedly take over the game. It's very possible. Let's go Bolts.
Stars are 250 favorites. Bolts money line. Against the Sharks.
Sharks.
Sharks have lost 12 of their last 15. Nine of those defeats were decided by two goals. So I will look at the Stars, Texas Hockey, looking for their fifth win in six home games. They also have the NHL's fourth best power play and penalty kill.
Okay.
Give me Texas Hockey puck line. Is Otter playing?
No, still Wedgie.
Jesus.
Golly, mate.
Wedgie's been solid, dude.
You taking the size?
Six the other night. Stars, 60-minute line for sure.
Last game of the night, Kraken are hosting the Wild.
Bit of a wagon in Seattle.
Kraken are a squad.
They've won five straight. and don't you forget it, pal. Minnesota... They were shut up by the Kings, and then they.
I don't know.
I'm not going to take anything, but I lean Kraken. I lean Kraken at home.
Anything for you, pal?
I'm taking the Kraken.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Yes.
Good week out of you.
Thanks. You too.
Good week out of you.
I think.
Good week out of you.
Good week out of you, Tony.
Good week out of you, Otter.
Thank you, Tony.
Everyone listening and watching, great weeks out of you. We appreciate you every single day and every single week. We hope you've won some money off of these Picks Fridays, and we hope that this weekend goes well for you as well. It's getting cold outside. Get a little fucking hunkered down, okay?
Grab a seat
and have some fun.
Have some fun.
Throw on a Canadian goose. Take it easy.
All right, we'll be back Monday to break it all down. Can't thank you guys enough. We love you. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
down.